Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Here comes Santa and his reindeer with a Yuletide message for all to hear. Make it a white Christmas. Give her a major appliance.
What wife wouldn't love a modern home freezer, an up-to-date range?
A big new refrigerator, a smart steel cabinet sink, a clothes washer or dryer.
An automatic water heater, a wonderful dishwasher.
These are all gifts that do so much to lighten a wife's work. Give her more time to spend with the rest of the family.
So men, take this hint from U.S. Steel.
And you ladies, remind him by singing this song.
Not a teddy bear, just a beetle. I told Mum that nothing else would do. There are four, so she can have one too. I don't care whichever one she gets me. Ringo, Paul, John, Joel, till the same. I can't wait for Christmas Day to come.
And of course, that's a song for Heather Fry.
That was wonderful.
The biggest Beatle fan on the place, except for Terry Hemmert.
There's a couple that outshine me for sure. But I've got to run with that pack before, so I feel very privileged.
You worked with Terry Hemmert, who's now in the
Radio Hall of Fame. I was the ballot for that. I voted every opportunity I had for Terry, and then the ballot also had the National Barn Dance.
Uh-huh.
And that was my grandfather's show that he produced in 1940 and early 1950s into the 60s.
That's just amazing. That's an amazing radio heritage you have.
Yeah, it was funny because it was like fate and luck working together in my benefit.
And here you are.
And here I am. Working. And you play me Beatles songs in the morning. I win.
Well, because I'm trying to. You're never supposed to do this. You're never in radio. You never do this. But, you know, we're opposite Breakfast with the Beatles. What can
I
tell
know,
you?
Oh, I know, right? What are you going to do? Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that sound you're hearing
now.
I'm
sorry, but like on mornings when I'm homesick with William, I can't help but bounce back and forth.
Oh, thank you. You are so fired.
She's my friend, too.
You are gone from this show.
No, but they've changed.
Wait a second. Your mic's not working anymore, Heather. What happened? It just went off all of a sudden.
I didn't mean to insult you. But no, they're on. We're now later than them.
We are.
They're 8 to 10. That's our old slot.
That's true.
We're 9 to 11 now, so we got that extra hour.
So those people who aren't listening to us right now.
We'll tune in
eventually. Yeah.
So that just means you have to play Beatles songs on every show. Oh, darn.
Oh, I hate that. but, you know, they tell you that in radio. Oh, you never mention the competition.
As if
no other radio stations in the world exist.
Right.
Which is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Jeannie, you tell them. Okay, Jeannie Phelan's here, and she agrees. Just tuck right into that microphone there, Jeannie.
Oh, I've been listening to Mike for years and years and years. This is my favorite show. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You're going to turn her mic up, right? And mine off again?
We're just going to slide that microphone away from you because you're useless at this point. No, wait a second. Before we do.
I love you, too.
Yes. That's Jeannie Phelan. She's here in the studio. And back when I worked at Gargantua Radio down the dial, and I think I had 49 or 50 listeners to the show there. You were number 43, 42, and your husband was?
Jack was 45, and he told me about you. I'm 46.
But
he liked the sports part of the gardening show. He thought that was brilliant.
The sports part?
Well, you used to talk sports a lot.
Well, I do still. So. I mean, I don't want
to. He thought that was a great. Well, you turned him on to gardening.
Well, you know what? I used to have people listen to the show, and I think some still do. And if you do, feel free to call 773-838-9278. No, and the point was I had this guy call or talk to me once, and he was a musician. In fact, the guy who does the open. Oh, wait a second, and I, which I haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
So in a second, you're going to hear. I can't believe I didn't do the. It's because I went right into the Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who sang the open was with this group called the Hillbilly Winos, which is the best name ever for a band. And I think they disbanded. So I you know, bow your head. But they did this song, "The Good Planets Are Hard to Find," and he would tell me, he'd say, "Mike, I love your show. I listen to your show all the time. Until you start talking about gardening, then I go someplace else." And this is what this sounds like.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green gardening and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and
don't
FM.
You turn to another station.
It's hard to find temperate zones and tropic climes, true currents and thriving seas, wind blowing through breathing trees, strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the man.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, and by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. He's the best thing to happen to the environment since the solar-powered hamster wheel. Great. Now he's putting hamsters out of business. Here he is, Mike Novak.
Now I feel better. Something was missing. I wasn't sure what it is. So if any of you listen to the show until I talk about gardening and then tune something else, call me, 773-838-9278, and we'll have a little heart-to-heart. No. We'll have a little heart-to-heart chat about
this
that.
This show does, like last week and the week before, it does have a tendency to branch out in all sorts of
well,
ways,
you know,
doesn't
we still
it?
Talk sports, you know, and I don't even, you know, I got a text from Ron Cowgill yesterday mm-hmm. afternoon, and all it said was, Ohio!
Oh, I forgot he's the biggest like Ohio football fan ever.
Obnoxiously so. Love Ron Cowgill. Hate his sports team.
Well, you're from Michigan. Yeah.
Oh, and while Michigan doesn't even have a football team anymore,
mm-hmm.
What they did is they recruited a bunch of the high school guys in Ann Arbor. And they've been playing with them for 3 years. So, you know, it's like when a few years ago we had some Bears teams like that.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeannie, I'm doing this for your husband, of course. Oh. I'm talking sports just so that he will keep listening and not go to another station. Of course, you're here, so he has to listen to the show, right?
Absolutely.
And, of course, sitting next to Jeannie is Maria Anna Rafak. And she's a professor and academic advisor for the Architecture, Engineering, and Construction Management programs at Joliet Junior College. She's also co-chair of the JJC Sustainable Initiatives Committee. Woo! That's a mouthful. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Jeannie lives in Joliet. You don't actually work, you're not a professor, obviously.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. But you do work with the Joliet Junior College Local Foods Advisory Council, and you're one of the local food people in Joliet.
Yes, I am, and I find, I guess, work for other people to do. That's so.
Oh, like Maria?
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a second. You've got the 10-year job. What's she doing there, you know?
Well, you know, I like to tell everyone Jeannie's leading the local food movement in Joliet.
Are you?
Well, that's how the GROW event came about, actually. Mm-hmm. It was years ago at the Small Farm Trade Show in Columbia, Missouri. I had the great fortune of listening to John Eichard.
Who's going to be speaking
this
Friday.
Yeah, this Friday. And
I wish I could be there, but you got me after I had already signed up to do my Master Gardener hours. There's a science fair at the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. and I'm going to be one of the judges, which is about as terrifying a proposition as anybody can imagine. Ooh. I mean, can you imagine me being your judge? They better do something funny. That's all I got to say. But and just after I signed up, of course, you sent me information and said, oh, you got to come here.
Yeah.
John Eichardt speak.
Well, after I heard him speak or that day sitting in the audience, I realized I had to come back to Joliet and do something about what I had just heard. And so it took me a few years, but I ran into Maria and kind of tossed it out to her, and she said, sure. And so now we've got John coming to town, and he is absolutely one of the most, well, he is the most powerful speaker I've ever heard.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
And he's written a ton of books.
Yes. Yeah. Return to Common Sense. I just finished that. Everybody needs to read that.
And why?
Because he just, he talks about the good food revolution and how that is going to move us into the good life transformation.
You know, I'm gonna direct questions at you because you're both working on sustainability initiatives. Well, I've been talking a lot about local food for the last year and a half on the program, and I started to get some questions because I got interviewed by it was actually a student who was putting together an audio documentary, and he asked me really hard questions about this thing, and I realized, you know, I'm the communicator here. I'm supposed to be the communicator. I'm not a farmer. I am a gardener. I do understand sustainability. I understand recycling. I'm, you know, president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition, for which I don't get paid. I will keep mentioning that. And this and that. But he asked me questions that I was having a hard time answering. And I'm going to get to you about that in a second. So Maria Anna Rafek and Jeannie Phelan from Joliet Junior College will talk about their sustainability programs there, but I also want to let you know that, of course, Rick DeMaio weather comes up shortly after 9:30. Then in the second hour, we go from the sublime to the ridiculous. And in a major way, and Heather knows why. If you go to my website, mikenowak.net, MikeNowak.net, go to the homepage, scroll down from the cranes, because we've got the photo, still got the video up. I went out to Jasper Pulaski Fish and Wildlife Area in northwest Indiana last week, and took this video of hundreds of migrating cranes. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. But below that, you're going to see the carolers, including me, looking a little sweaty. I look really sweaty in that. But we sang at the Chicago Botanic Garden, at the Wonderland Express on Friday. The Frozen Robins is the name of my group. And we're going to be on, well, they're going to be in studio. Second hour, we're going to sing some songs. And rumor has it that we've got a tune for Rahm Emanuel. So this could be dangerous. So the Frozen Robins are, and I have a feeling that the Ricky and Fred might be here.
Really?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Ricky and Fred. Maybe Lucy's here too. I don't know. But I would be remiss because one of our members, they were on last year. They're on the show. And one of our members who was not in the studio says, I was listening, and you didn't say that you can hire us. You didn't say it once on the show. So
I recall you saying that you could, that you guys were up for gigs.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
He didn't hear it.
No. I'm so, pretty sure you did, but whatever.
But, you know, it's my show.
Right. I get to plug what you want and turn on whatever mics you want.
That's right.
That's why you have it.
I get to plug whatever I want and whatever I don't want. And then finally, in the final segment, our good growing segment, Mr. Brown Thumb is back. Do you guys...
Twitter is a buzz for Mr. Brown Thumb.
Are they really?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that amazing? That's why I have him on the show,
Frank. Because he's your Twitter friend, and he's a more popular Twitter friend than you are.
Because he's much more popular than I am.
I can't imagine why.
You should see the numbers on my website when Mr. Brown Thumb's on the show. This is what, you know, and on the 5th, a week from today,
mm-hmm,
hello,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be interviewed online. It's going to be a weird little thing. I'm going to be interviewing a guy who's interviewing me. And we met on Twitter.
Nice.
And he does also a blog site, and he writes about sustainable stuff. And the thing is, he wanted to interview me, and I said, let's interview each other on the air. And then he sent me this list of questions. He said, well, do you ever put somebody on the show because you know it'll increase your ratings? And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I have a show on Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
Your biggest competitor is Jesus. You're the other radio stations. So I can tune into whatever I want. You're fighting the church crowd, pal. Good luck.
I know, really. I am, yeah. So I'm not going to win that one.
Nope. So do you put guests on that help bring in more listeners?
Well, the point was, I hadn't until I met Mr. Brown Thumb.
Because I would have been like, yeah.
And Brian Ogden, by the way, is the guy I'm going to be talking to. And he's, I think he's out of New York. And he's got a blog site, and, you know, he's all over Twitter. And I'm going to have to cop to it now. I have to say, yeah, Mr. Mm-hmm. Brown Thumb, when Mr. Brown Thumb's on the show.
Yep. That's because online.
I mean, because, you know, you log on this morning, mm-hmm. it's all over the place,
yep.
Twitter.
Now, Zamboni, working with Volunteer Spot and waiting for a mic now, and Mr. Brown Thumb, my son's first 7:45 hockey game v. Glenbrook North, go Suns team, listening to Mike Now radio show, and then Mr. Brown Thumb, he's mentioned in every tweet, my friend, unless they're from you.
You know, I mentioned him in a tweet yesterday.
You did. So I'm just getting to it. It's down here.
You think
you
I'm
retweeted
not
Mr. Brown Thumb.
You think I'm not going to take advantage of that? So,
the power of Twitter.
Ladies, this is your competition here. So let's slide that microphone over and do a real interview here, because I am very interested in what Joliet Junior College is doing. A couple of months ago, I talked about this very subject on the show, and I'm sure you're aware of the Sustainability Studies program at Roosevelt University.
Yes.
And a couple of my buddies are involved in that, Michael Bryson and Carl Zimring, and they were on, and we talked about that. Now, the question I have to ask you is yours an official Sustainability Studies program, or is it something different?
Well, we're just getting started. There's a lot of things that Joliet Junior College is doing and has committed to do. First and foremost, in architecture, engineering, and construction, which is my area of expertise, mm-hmm. We, of course, have to be a part of sustainability and a part of the movement. So we are greening most of our courses, which already exist, in that area. There are other programs
campus. Let's stop right there. How are you doing that? How are you greening your programs?
Well, it's not like someone's going to be able to take a class called green. And what does it have to do with architecture, engineering, and construction?
Everything.
We believe it's holistic. Exactly.
Well,
it's everything.
You know, as I talk about the city of Chicago, and I keep interrupting you, but city of Chicago, one of the greenest parts of what's going on in the city is the construction and demolition ordinance, which recycles, if you look at the numbers, anywhere from 65% to 75% of their materials, which is fantastic. And by weight, it is by far the most successful recycling program in the city of Chicago.
Well, they're doing a lot of stuff. It, of course, has the most LEED certified buildings in the country, the city of Chicago. And proudly, Joliet Junior College is building LEED certified buildings. The very first certified building we built was our new greenhouse facility, which is truly wonderful. And then we've committed to silver LEED on all the new construction that's happening on campus right now. So when I talk about greening, what's existing is we need to talk about it alongside of everything else that we talk about. It's not a separate thing. It's not a separate program. It's a part of all the classes. So when we talk in architecture to our young architecture students, we have part of their grade is based on how sustainable and how they're thinking holistically about the environment, about the community, about the people, and all things in.
And it's great that we're starting to think in that way.
Yes.
And how did this come about at Joliet Junior College? Who was the instigator? Is it Jeannie? Do I have to look at Jeannie, or is it you, Maria? And by the way, it's Maria Anna Rafak. who's a professor and academic advisor at JJC.
Well, I'd like to think it's everybody. We started a committee several years ago in sustainability, our Sustainable Initiatives Committee, and I co-chair that with Judy Mitchell, who is our Director of Business and Auxiliary Services. And between the two of us, we have tried to expand what we're doing at JJC to include students, to include faculty and academics, and of course to include all of the administration. If you go to our website, you could see some of the things we're doing, but like everybody else out there, we're still trying to wrap our heads around sustainability and how it affects everyone. And that's where the community piece comes in. You know, sustainability is far more than the environment. It's about social justice. It's about economy. And those are some of the pieces that we're starting to branch out into. JJC received a grant directed at community colleges for the local foods movement. However, it was Jeannie Phelan about a year or so ago who approached me on a number of different levels to start getting involved in the community. That was when I think I stepped out of the architecture, engineering, construction, building mode and realized that this is, you know, really about my children. It's about my family. It's about my husband and my mom and dad. And and that's when I think it hit home.
Well, that's I know what you're talking about. One of the things I've realized doing this radio show, and it doesn't matter whether I'm talking about recycled pavers or food or soil food web, everything's connected. And more I discover that this, unless you're on the same, everybody's on the same page about all of this, and you can get shunted down your little architecture roadway there, and I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that your eyes got open to this because and realized that it involves more.
Yeah, you know, I think looking into the eyes of my kids, you know, they get it. They are raised in such a way that they understand, you know, recycling is second nature.
But you're raising them. Are you talking about their schooling or are you talking about yourself?
Well, I think I'm talking about the whole community that's around them. It's my husband and I. It is my family. It is just the you know, how we sort of live that allows them to make their own decisions about things. And they are making wonderful decisions based on, you know, what is obvious to children. You know, they see smoke coming out of a smokestack in the air. And my son says to me, well, why don't they just use solar panels? You know, he doesn't, why don't, you know, his, he just doesn't think anybody else gets it.
He's right. And mostly the people who don't get it are our politicians. And that's because they are, you know, more and more, I'm just getting more and more frustrated and disgusted with the people who make our laws on the local level and on especially on the national level. They don't get it. And, you know, it would nice, the whole throw the bums out mentality, I understand where that comes from, but the problem is that mentality. I have that mentality, but I'm thinking that people don't understand that we need to pass climate legislation, all right? And we need to do it efficiently, and we need to get rid of it. But the other throw-the-bums mentality is something else, which I don't understand either. So I feel like I'm in such a, I'm with your son. It's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why can't we move forward? And that's why, of course, you bring these issues up at Joliet Junior College.
Well, you know, there's a couple ways to attack attack a problem. You could attack from the top down. You could attack from the bottom up. And I think that's where GROW comes in. It's called GROW, Food, Community, and Economy, because we want people to understand how it all works together. We want people to understand, you know, sustainability, sustainable communities, sustainable world starts with sustainable families. And our kids get it. You know, the good news is, and maybe I shouldn't say it this way, but the good news is, you know, all those politicians, they're going to die off. And if we do it right with our new generation.
I'm the one applauding.
We're going to have.
Get them out of there.
We're going to have
they're
people
gone.
Who get it. We're going to have people who get it. And if we can he move gone. The people. I think we can move mountains.
Yeah. A couple of things that I should note here. Where's that note from Leah Petruziak? intrepid correspondent for the Mike Novak Show. She says, in college and at my first job, I started using scraps of printer paper throwouts to take notes and still does.
Excellent.
It's that kind of thing. You know, it's something that simple as reusing paper.
I always start with, turn off the water when you brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's a very simple one.
You know what?
I
still have a problem with that one. And I do when I'm thinking about it. And then sometimes I'm sitting there and I go, the water's not off. You idiot. Turn the water off. The other thing I want, what was that tweet from Pat Fitzgerald? Mm-hmm. We got a tweet from Pat Fitzgerald. He writes, don't worry, Mike. You got listeners here in Ireland after church and after Sunday dinner. Because it's like 7 o'clock at night right now. I don't know exactly what time it is.
You
know.
6 hours ahead of
Are they six? Six hours?
Seven.
All right. So that would be five.
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
No.
I haven't had a full cup of coffee
three.
Yet. Don't ask me to do math.
Whatever. So that'd be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. Pat Fitzgerald. I love you like a brother. All right. And in the studio, Maria Anna Rafak and Jeannie Phelan from Joliet Junior College. And all right, so let's make that transition that you talked about, because well, I want to draw Jeannie into this because you're working with the – don't get nervous – because you're obviously a prime mover here in Joliet. And you started pushing this. What have you learned? I mean, do you see the hole as well?
Oh, yeah. And it all started for me, again, down in Missouri, listening to John Eichard.
So one person had that big effect
on you.
He
really did. In my entire life, I have never heard words like that. And I just finished reading his book, Return to Common Sense, and he speaks all over the country. And he received a request once from a group that he would include a spiritual aspect to what he said, and he was surprised by that and took up the challenge. And he described when he delivered this presentation for the first time how people were in tears and speechless afterwards, and I have to say that was exactly the experience that I had that day. And he forced me out of my comfort zone. I don't like public speaking. I hate having to speak publicly and on the air. But John Eichard forced me into that. And so I came back to Joliet. I was involved in a CSA for 3 years. Went to through the New Farm Beginning Program.
Just for people who don't know, CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. And,
yeah.
and I realize we throw out these acronyms, and people are still getting on board with that. They might
yeah.
not exactly know what that means.
Right.
That, you know?
A lot of people don't know what CSA stands for. I'm surprised at that. But I probably shouldn't be. But another little turning point was when I saw you years ago at the Garfield Park Conservatory on a workshop on urban agriculture, and that was the first time I had heard about that concept, and felt that that was where I really needed to focus my time. And so came back to Joliet and just would toss, you know, ideas and thoughts out there to anyone who would listen. And
you got to see the smile on Maria's face. It's like a conspiratorial smile.
It really is. It's
oh,
a
yeah.
conspiracy.
Yeah.
Of
yes.
whom? Of what?
Maria and I.
Oh, just the two of you. Okay. Well.
No. There are many people back in Joliet who have listened and gotten on board with this. So we're forming a community there that we're really proud of. And in Joliet Junior College, I'm just so thrilled with the work they're doing out there and will be doing. And I'm really
well,
excited.
Well, you know, it is exciting. And if you go to my website, MikeNovak.net, and you go to this week's show, I've got all the links there, including the accomplishments, you know, the things that you're doing for sustainability at the college. I've got the information about the local food grant you just got from the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, DCEO, in Illinois, which is going to help you do what with the food grant?
Well, you can click on it to get all the exact details.
I know, because we don't have 20 years.
Exactly. But part of it is to bring a food production to Joliet Junior College. Part of the grant money has been spent on a hydroponics system, which we're exploring with in the new greenhouses.
And by the way, we've got a picture of the new greenhouse up there.
It's pretty amazing. It's the second LEED certified greenhouse in the country.
Now, my question, of course, and the thing that came up Who's applauding? Okay, there you are. There you go, Jeannie. Is it a greenhouse green anyway?
Oh, you'd think. But it's beyond that. The greenhouse, one of my favorite features of the greenhouse, besides, of course, daylighting and the facility that goes along with the greenhouse, mm-hmm. is its use of water. The greenhouse collects and reuses almost every drop of water
Good.
Off of the system.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. And it's also how you approach lighting and energy. You know, we throw out LEED in the USGBC, which is a big part of... you know, the credits that are earned.
And, of course, LEED, we throw that acronym around, and that means?
Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design.
Exactly. And when we say Chicago has the most LEED buildings of any city in the country, it's the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And that's a good thing, and I'm glad you're bringing it to the campus as well. All right, the hard question, because we're running out of time here. Here's the hard question, the question that kind of stumped me that when the student was interviewing me the other week. And it was about coexistence between the farm communities we have now and the new farming. One of the arguments you could make against local food and the locavores, as they are sometimes called, is that they are not going to be able to feed the world, and I'm using air quotes, in the way that big ag does in our country and has done for decades. How do they work together?
Oh, I don't see the problem. I think that there was a report.
Speak right into that mic a little bit there.
That local foods report that came out last year, I think mm-hmm. they determined that we could meet all of the food needs for the people in the state of Illinois on something like 69,000 acres.
Well, it was, fruits and vegetables.
Which
is called, what do they call them, specialty crops or something
yeah,
like that?
I
always find that goofy that the things we eat are the specialty crops.
Right.
What are the other crops?
Well, I think as they're fed to the animals.
Well, they're commodities.
Yeah, commodity crops.
You know?
Yeah.
But the point being that the argument that the big ag makes, we've been feeding the world for decades. What makes you think you can grow vegetables in your backyard and do the same thing? And that's the tough question,
well,
I think.
Well, quite literally, if everyone started growing vegetables in their backyard, then we wouldn't have to worry about feeding all of these people. I mean, it's the concept of going to a food pantry and getting a can of tomatoes mm-hmm. or going to a food pantry and getting a tomato plant. So I think you can start to teach people that we, almost everyone, can grow what they need themselves. I mean, have you ever grown tomatoes? And you can't give them away. I mean, you got thousands of them. So I think we can start
I thought you were going to say you can't give them away because... they look so bad.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to talk about my tomatoes, but I'm willing to go head-to-head with anyone on eggplant. That was my crop this year.
Oh, really?
that was what we did successful. We won't talk about my 18-inch high corn or anything like that.
Hey, listen, I couldn't get a zucchini to set fruit, but my cucumbers were awesome. So, you know, there you go.
You take what you can get.
Exactly.
Cantaloupe good, watermelon down. So the kids, are, you know, they're the ones who drive what we start to plant. Mm-hmm. They've already are planning for next year.
So you're saying that if you do it, it will happen. If you continue to do it and continue to push this agenda, we will feed ourselves and feed the world.
Oh, there's no question. There's just no question about that. And I think the research is out there that demonstrates that some of these farmers are achieving yields as good or better with really good management. But the mm-hmm. new farmer is going to be a different farmer, probably more urban. And it will take a different set of skills than the conventional farmer. And I don't want to insult anybody, but my limited experience in a CSA, I learned I need really good business management skills in addition to knowing how to grow food.
You know, we've been talking about that in my Good Growing segment, which is a new segment on the Mike Novak Show every day or every Sunday at 10:45. And I've been very happy to have people from Angelic Organics Learning Center on.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about farmers, and we're going to continue to talk about teaching people how to farm.
Yeah.
You're right. there's a learning curve there. It's not
huge,
just throwing seeds in the ground, and a lot of it is the economics of it.
Yes, yeah.
And speaking of the report, selected measures of the economic values of increased fruit and vegetable production and consumption in the upper Midwest. I talked about that last week with Tom Spaulding, who's director of the Illinois Local Food Farms and Jobs Council. And that link is on my website. If you go to past shows and just go to last week's show, you can read that report the amount of land we would need to do that and feed ourselves in Illinois is minuscule.
Oh, it's minuscule, yeah. I think it's less than 1%. I'm not sure about that, but it was shockingly small.
Well, before I let you go, I'm going to give you 1 minute to plug your event next Friday at Joliet Junior College. Who wants to do that?
Well, I'll start and Jeannie can finish.
All right.
It's called Grow. It's about food, community, and economy. And actually, that's going to be our umbrella for what we have planned down the road, because this is just the beginning of the local foods movement. We're going to have a free breakfast with all local, and I'm going to plug our culinary arts. They've been working making sausages, and they'll be making some fresh fruit toppings.
And, of course, nobody wants to see you make sausages. That's the old adage. Sorry, I had to stick that in there. All right.
And then we're going to have three speakers.
Well, John Eichard, who I keep mentioning, but I just wish everybody could listen to John.
And if you can, grab one of his books.
My gosh.
I've got a link to John on my website as well, and so you can see what he's written.
He's the most humble. Someone described him to
Why don't you guys get him on my show for me? Come on, let's drag him out here and let me do.
We can try that.
Sure.
I think when you see him next week, because I'm not going to be there. You guys got to say, John, we know this guy. He sometimes talks about sports on the show, but but he'd like to talk to you.
Well, we'll ask him. Ask him that. But he is to the oral word what Wendell Berry is to the written word. He's that good. And then Tara Brockman, the author of The Seasons on Henry's Farm and the founder of the Land Connection. And Jim Slama from Family Farm. So we think we've got all the bases covered for
it. Sounds
anybody.
Like it. And it's only a half-day conference, right?
Half-day. Correct. Free.
And it's free.
Free.
Oh,
and
good.
Free
See,
breakfast.
If you had gotten to me 3 days before I signed up for my Master Gardener credits. All right. And that's next Friday, December 3rd at Joliet Junior College. The information is on my website. Go to MikeNovak.net. This week's show, that'll be the easiest way to track down these links. And I want to thank you, Anna Rafak and Jeannie Phelan, for coming, schlepping in from Joliet. And I know we have listeners in Joliet.
You do.
Oh, yes, you do.
You do.
I know there's a...
Hi, Jack.
Wait, you're hijacking the show?
No, hi, Jack.
Oh. Oh, no. Hey, security! All right, well, thank you both. It was wonderful having you here.
Thank you very much.
Have you made your holiday to-do list yet? Well, Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center can help you get through the maelstrom, and that's how I describe it, that is the holiday season, with great gifts, plus home and party decor, like poinsettias. You know, those big fancy Mexican plants with the big red bracts? That's what we're calling them now. You might call them poinsettias or poinsettias or whatever. I call them poinsettias. And if you've ever watched a grocery store poinsettia wilt in front of your eyes, you might want to call Sid's Greenhouses this year and send a real quality poinsettia. They deliver throughout the entire Chicagoland area, and they're not going to accidentally leave one sitting overnight in the back of the car in 20-degree weather. No, no, no. In addition to poinsettias, they also have gift baskets custom made to order and fresh Christmas centerpieces, not to mention Christmas trees. Real and not so real. Personally, I'd say go with the way Mother Nature made them. Fresh cut wreaths and garlands are in stock as well at SIDS, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. They're located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard. Oh, no.
Bravo, Mr. Cowgill. Bravo.
I have been pimped.
You've been punked.
Well, in my day, we called it pimp.
Oh, okay.
But I I've been totally punked.
That is... Okay, folks, if you're not aware, Ron Cowgill...
Hey, wait. Hear that? It's on.
Backstory. Tell the backstory so they get the joke.
I told the backstory earlier. Oh. He's a big Ohio State fan.
But what did he just do? Why did you just play that?
Because he loaded the music in the commercial I run for DR Services,
right.
Which
he
I never...
He swapped out the commercial with the fight song.
With the fight song for Ohio State.
I think that... Yeah.
Curse you, Cowgill!
I do hope wherever he is right now, he's like on the floor laughing so hard he's got tears rolling down his cheeks. Yeah. Oh, that was fantastic.
Gosh.
Bravo.
You know, Ron.
The folks at Mighty House, good for you.
Ron, my message to you. It's just a darn shame that Ohio State's not going to the Rose Bowl, isn't it? Okay. All right.
And
we'll talk to
the
biggest Wisconsin fan in the world coming up. All right. That's Rick DiMaio, and he's standing by. Every week I talk about how WRD and what?
Rick's not standing by. He's not answering his phone.
He's on the cell.
Oh, I need it. I don't have the number in front
of me. How is it you don't have the cell phone?
Because my niece took my cell phone out of my purse last night, and I didn't realize it till this morning.
Okay. Hold
on. She has a thing for purses and cell phones. It's a little about a year and a half. And yeah, this is twice now I've been relieved of my cell phone without my knowledge.
I hope you can read
It's
tiny. Okay. Right. Every week I talk about how WRD Environmental has led the way as a green business in Chicago. I personally witnessed how they do that a few weeks ago at Mayor Daley's 2010 Landscape Awards ceremony. Now, this program recognizes how people from all walks of life in every neighborhood of this great metropolis work to beautify their worlds by creating and maintaining plots of land, whether they feature flowers, trees, edible crops, or all of the above. It's inspiring to see how individuals and communities alike work to create a better Chicago by putting seeds and plants in the ground and faithfully caring for them. And it's not surprising that each year, WRD Environmental is an official sponsor of this vital and empowering program. Since they were formed in 1997, WRD's mission has been to create sustainable landscapes. They have used locally grown native plants when possible in their design and build projects, used recycled, energy-efficient supplies, and sought nature's balance. Simply put, being green is part of their DNA. For experienced, sustainable landscape development, trust the professionals at WRD Environmental on the web. Of course, you know where that is, at WRDEnvironmental.com.
Well, I was having a party on Christmas Eve when in dropped Santa through the chimney. He said, come on, melt the snow.
All right, let's go to line one. Bring it. Would you mind singing On Wisconsin for me, Rick DeMaio?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Boy, did they pound on Northwestern yesterday.
Well, Northwestern have gone Southwestern, put it that way.
Yeah, they were good earlier, and then they just...
That was just brutal. I almost felt bad for them.
It was almost as brutal as watching Michigan, Ohio State, okay? Almost.
But the thing about it is, I watched very little of the game because I'm kind of on a little bit of a family trip here up in Lake Geneva, but that's okay. I was able to sneak away and watch a few passes, and it seemed like every time Wisconsin had the ball, they scored. And it was one of these things, Mike, where there was a man open and the ball was in his hands and he ran 20 yards. It just was...
I know. Well, that must have made you happy.
Yeah, it made me happy, but I felt bad for Northwestern.
See, that's the thing. You'd think after a while, you'll ease up, okay? Just ease up, but, you know.
But it almost seemed like they were making it easy for them to score. It wasn't even like they were trying after a while. It's kind of bad. I don't know. So, I don't know. I feel bad for, you know, Pat Fitzgerald. And, you know, I'm a Rogers Park guy. I have a lot of ties to Evanston. So Northwestern is kind of, you know, deep in my heart in some degree. But I'm happy that Wisconsin's own. Now, I guess because they win the Big Ten and they have the best record amongst Michigan State and Ohio State as far as the BCS points.
Well, I think part of the reason they kept, well, I don't know. Maybe they ran up the score a little bit because they wanted to make sure they're going to the Rose Bowl. But
yeah, I guess.
That's a possibility. But by the way, it's funny you should say Pat Fitzgerald because I got Pat Fitzgerald listening in Ireland right now. And,
oh, wow.
And to Pat Fitzgerald in Ireland, Pat Fitzgerald is also the coach of the Northwestern football team here just north of Chicago in Evanston. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Irish won last night over USC.
Oh, that was a big game. Yeah.
So I don't know if Pat Fitzgerald in Ireland follows any American sport. Boy, this is getting confusing.
Yeah. Wow.
There's at least a couple of thousand Pat Fitzgeralds in Ireland, wouldn't you think?
I would think there's a few there. Yeah. Well, we're kind of settled in. We're kind of settled into normal fall weather, except, and we even got a little rain.
Yeah, we got to see a lot of rain.
Yeah,
that was quite a system that we were. You know, we were talking about this last week that we were going to be in the 60s on Monday, with the possibility of some thunderstorms, and all of a sudden everything started to come together for the possibility of some severe weather. And then next thing you know, you're looking at the weather that's, you know, not only is it going to be severe weather, but there could be some tornadoes with this. And really, kudos, Mike, to the National Weather Service, both here in Chicago and up in Milwaukee. They had issued tornado warnings nearly 15 to 20 minutes in advance of those storms moving through parts of Boone and McHenry County. And, you know, I go out to DeKalb every Monday and Wednesday, as well as Friday, every once in a while on Friday for some graduate school work. And I'm getting on the Eisenhower, because I was teaching a class at Columbia on Monday, and the traffic was pretty bad, first off. It was beginning to rain, and I don't know, I'm about halfway down the Eisenhower. Traffic was awful. I'm checking the radar on my phone, which I know I'm not supposed to do, and I'm doing it anyway. And I see a tornado warning, you know, I knew we were under tornado watch. I'm looking at the radar. I'm like, I'm not going to go any further on this road. And sure enough, it was about a half hour later that the sirens went off in DeKalb County, as well as on the campus of NIU. And that was when that tornado actually passed just to the north and east of the campus. Now, I know we weren't even close to getting hit. So it was bizarre that the sirens went off. But, I mean, that tornado that went through parts of Loves Park and Caledonia. I was actually crossing right through Caledonia about 2 months before when I went to this great, I think it was called, not Edwards Apple Field, but I forget the name of the apple orchard where I think I mentioned it to you. And I'm driving through Caledonia and I'm thinking, I never even knew this town existed. It was really, really small, but very quaint, very, you know, kind of like a one block, you know, retail place, if you want to call it that. Just a couple of stores. And next thing you know, I'm hearing all about Caledonia getting hit by a tornado. I see some of the pictures, and I'm thinking, holy smoke, this was no small tornado. That was, even though they rated it a high-end EF2, it was high-end EF2, low-end EF3, if you want to call it that, with a path length of 16.5 miles. And that was nothing to sneeze at. That's probably one of the most significant tornadoes to come through northern Illinois. It's probably the Utica tornado. Back in 2004, we really lucked out with this thing, because if it would have been about a mile further west, that one went through a densely populated area of Rockford, and no doubt there would have been much, much, much more damage and probably fatalities and injuries as well. So a little bit of luck and some good forecast, you know, turned this event into a minor event, but it could have been a major event, Mike.
Really. Well, that's good. I'm glad that both sides of that, the luck and the good forecasting. So, speaking of forecasting, what have we got for this week?
Well, it's interesting because we cooled off yesterday quite a bit. We had that, you know, the backside of the storm system finally come through here. It took forever. It finally came through on Wednesday. We had a little bit of rain and snow Thursday night, but still nothing officially at O'Hare. But I think that's going to change on Tuesday. We have a lot of sunshine today. We were in the low 30s yesterday. We'll probably break the low 40s today, so about a 10-degree rise in temperature. We had about an inch and a half of rain last week, which was good. It was well needed because right after that, the ground froze. So probably a lot of that ground was able to hold on to that moisture. I was actually talking to a landscaper recently. He was saying about how much rain that even though we didn't have, they were worried that it was coming down too hard. It was basically running right off, but it was able to soak into the topsoil pretty good. So this was very, very beneficial. So sunshine today, sunshine clouds tomorrow afternoon, temperatures again on Monday, probably in the low to mid-40s, pretty significant snow comes through on Tuesday, and it looks like we're going to get some snow out of this. Not so sure we're going to get, you know, just a dusting to an inch. We could actually be in the 2 to 4 inch category if everything works out. So.
And this is when exactly? 2 to 4 inches?
Tonight. This is Tuesday night. I think there's a pretty good chance we can see some accumulating snow around here.
Wow.
But we're gonna hold off on really, you know, nailing down the details yet, but it definitely looks like the first significant snow of the season. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. And you think about it, you know, the calendar says December 1st coming up, so we're pretty much due for the snowfall here. And we haven't had none for the month of November, and we're probably about a month behind from the standpoint of getting our first few flakes of snow, and we'll definitely change that during the day on Tuesday night.
And then after that, do we warm up or we stay the same? What's going on after the snow?
It appears to get right back into somewhat of a milder pattern. It doesn't get too cold. It doesn't get, you know, too warm, but for sure we'll be somewhat above average from a seasonal standpoint, which means readings probably in the upper 30s to low 40s. Average high right now is about 41. So whatever snow we do get will most likely be out of here by Thursday. And then beyond that, the pattern still wants to get cold, but it's still not sure how cold it wants to get. But as long as we can get some snow around here and keep whatever moisture we got in the ground from evaporating, that's a good thing for this time of the year.
Okay, I got to let you go, Mr. Rick, and thanks a lot. Have fun wherever, with the family, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, Mike, see you then.
Take care. Rick DeMille Weather, you can always get that DeMille Weather. .com, and you can find that on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to the homepage. Apologize for the slightly muffled connection. As you heard, Rick is on location, and we'll clear that up for next week. Here's a tip for the care of trees. It's only a matter of time before one of those big winter storms. Well, we're going to get 2 to 4 inches maybe, but that's not the big winter storm we're talking about. But when they come rolling through the area, what would you do if one of your valuable trees took a hit? Here's something you should know. The care of trees has 24-hour emergency service. You've seen what storms can do to trees, large and small, but many people don't know how dangerous it is to remove or prune those trees yourself, especially if a tree falls on a car, other structures, power lines, or even other trees. Out in the Pacific Northwest, when a tree falls on another tree and it's hanging there, you know what their description for that, their phrase for that is? Widowmaker. That's what they call those trees. That's how dangerous it is if a tree falls on another tree and is hanging there. Now, the point is that the Care of Trees offers a 24-hour emergency service to assist in performing the job safely while minimizing further risk to your property. The Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years and shares your enthusiasm for the many ways trees enhance the quality of your life. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220, 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees.
Cantini Gardens wants you to get into the holiday spirit with wall-to-wall poinsettias. Cantini Gardens in Wheaton presents its Shades of Crimson poinsettia display at the Cantini Greenhouse on Tuesday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. An eye-popping 4,000 poinsettias will be sure to catch your attention at this annual open house. Cantini Horticultural staff members will be on hand to discuss the plants and answer questions. Admission is free, and Shades of Crimson will include self-guided tours of the greenhouse and light refreshments. For more information, go to cantini.org. That's CANTIGNY.org.
Now, you have enough to do around the holidays, so make the decorating part a little less dazing. I was going to say dazzling. Dazing?
As it'll be dazzling, but less stressful.
I know, and that's the part, and that's the whole point. Grand Street Gardens has pre-made arrangements that feature assorted dried branches, evergreen highlights, pine cones, and berries that will spruce up any spot, and they're perfect for centerpieces. Grand Street Gardens in Chicago is stocked with Fraser and balsam trees. I was going to say balsam fir, but it is a balsam is a fir, right? No, it's a balsam.
Your guess would, you'd know better than me.
Fraser fir is what I'm thinking. And fall bulbs, no, that's right, balsam is, all right, we'll get to that. Dan Costa will call any second and he'll say, you idiot. Anyway, bulbs are 30% off still. You know what? I went there and got bulbs last week. I've got my bulbs. I'm going to get them in the ground before the snow comes. So make your home grand for the holidays at Grand Street Gardens, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekends, located at 2200 West Grand Avenue in the Ukrainian Village. Okay, we got a minute, and you had a...
Bus driver Santo
called,
and he just wanted me to plug the Toys for Tots ride, the motorcycle parade, 33rd annual, next Sunday, 9 a.m., Dan Ryan Woods at 84th and Western. People bring a new toy for the, you know, kids in need, and they will start the parade at 84th and Western, and they will end up in the DeVry parking lot, which is, I believe, the old site of Riverview Amusement Park. Back in the day. So if
is that
really,
where it was? Wow,
yes, it was on the DeVry campus. I've heard regaling stories about Riverview.
Yeah, because that's before my time, because I came from Detroit.
Yeah.
This is the year. That's the thing, because if you're trying to get anywhere on a Sunday morning with the Toys for Tots and you're going across Western, good luck.
Yeah, but
it's like running the marathon.
I did a stint for a motorcycle talk show once, and I got to go to one of those Toys for Tots parade, and they are awesome. They are awesome. And those men are and women are like clad in leather with huge big hearts, and they do it every year. So it's really great.
So Frozen Robin's in the second hour of the show. Stick around. It should be weird.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. Have a wonderful, crazy Christmas and a wonderful, crazy New Year. Go and go crazy.
Hello, I'm Andy Partridge of XTC.
We'd like to wish you just the merriest Christmas, the merriest Christmas you've ever seen.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, and by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
Merry Christmas, fellas. Your all-time jukebox joins with everyone else in a season's greeting or three. And this is Jill with a load of presents. Presents in the form of some famous all-time records. For our part in Your Christmas Day, we brought along some of the records that were popular during Christmases gone by. You'll hear some of the songs that you heard during Christmas of 1937, 38, and on up to this Christmas. So take that candy cane out of your mouth and relax and listen.
I liked that. That audio was awesome.
That was just a little montage. That was one of...
All this holiday stuff's making me feel chilly,
my
though.
Buddy Steve Darnell's... CDs that he puts together. He works at another radio station now. See, I've already brought up Terry Hemmert from XRT. Now, Steve Darnell is, what's the station he's at in College of DuPage?
DCB. He's at DCB.
DCB, isn't it? And he does the Nostalgia Show on Saturdays, the one that Chuck Shaden used to host, I believe. And now my buddy Steve Darnell does that on Saturdays. So, I'm going to try to get him on the show, I think, later on, and have him come in and play some goofy stuff.
What are we, chopped liver?
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about playing goofy stuff?
Oh, my gosh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, dear.
She knows us so well.
Yeah, but I'm sorry we only have a couple of microphones here, so you two share and you two share, and we got the Frozen Robins in the studio today.
Yay.
The Frozen Robins? What's that?
Why, they're a caroling group that you can hire for your party or your event.
Yay.
What kind of stuff do they do?
I forget you have Dan on line one.
Oh, I've got, well, first of all, we'll go to Dan.
Yay, Dan.
Because this is nominally a horticulture show. You guys have to actually speak into that. You can't
we will.
Yeah. You just... toss it back and forth when you need. But let's go to line one and bring in my buddy Dan Costa, who called immediately.
I heard my name. I'm on call.
That's right. And he doesn't live in Ireland.
Nope.
He lives the Irish side of Hinsdale or near. No, you're in Westchester, aren't you?
Yeah, Westchester.
The Irish side of Westchester.
Chicago Tree and D also tweeted about this subject.
All right. So, Scott Jameson, who's listening to the show, says Balsam and Fraser are both true furs, a.k.a. ABs.
Yes.
What's
exactly.
ABs mean? Explain that to our listeners.
I have no idea.
Oh. Next caller.
Okay, that's all the time we have with you, Dan Costa. I'm going to have to let you go. Come on, you know what that means.
The meaning of the word itself, I don't
know. No. But that's just the genus.
Yes, that's the genus that all the true furs would belong to. They're usually characterized by the needles going out to either side of the stem and upward from the stem with nothing going downward, like spruces have them going downward. When the needles drop, they do not leave a stub on the branch. Spruces leave little stubs, so the branch is kind of like a little rasp after the needles fall. And ABs are on a spruce, on a fir, I mean, they would be perfectly smooth. And they have the unusual characteristic that the cones, once the cone ripens and the seed ripens, the cone actually falls apart. And all the seeds will just drop individually out from where the cone was. So you'll never find a pine cone on a balsam or a Fraser or a noble or any of those firs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the cone just completely falls apart. Sometimes when I have the noble fir boughs that work for sale, there's these little upright pegs that stick up off of the bough, and everybody asks me, what's that thing? Is it drying? Was there needles there? And that's actually the remnants of the old cone. It's the center of the cone.
Wow. See, you tune into the show, and you might actually learn something about horticulture. Only by accident, of course.
And of course, right now I'm in Christmas greens mode, so...
Well, yeah, over at Vern Gore's greenhouse in... Mm-hmm. I always want to say nursery. Vern Gore's greenhouse in Hinsdale. When you're in greens mode, what does that mean for you, Dan?
Selling lots and lots of roping and wreaths and boughs, branches, and all that good stuff this time of year. And yesterday we had a very good day. We had lots of customers come in, so that was very good. Kept me busy.
In terms of the economy, would you say you had more than usual for this time of year? No?
No, I would say less than usual, but for this year it was a good day.
Well, that's good. People. I mean, and at some point we're going to be talking about the biz aspect. I'm going to have Connor Shaw on the program in early January from Possibility Place Nursery in Monee. And it's funny, he and I, whenever we talk, it always ends up turning to the business side of things and how is the economy doing.
Unfortunately, that's what most of us are concerned with at this point. I was having a conversation with my friend Jeff Schultz, who owns Hidden Gardens down in Willowbrook, and he was telling me that one day, it's been slow, and we decided it wasn't slow, it was dead. You know, it's never been this slow in our experience.
You know, and that's, I don't know if it, well, one of the frustrating things for me is when I see record profits for big businesses. And I know that my friends who are in small businesses, as most greenhouses and nurseries are, garden centers, they're not huge businesses.
No, they're family-owned.
Most of them are, or many of them are, I guess I should say. And they're hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And they're I talked to one guy a few weeks ago, and I don't know what he was comparing it to, but he said his business was off 90%.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And how do they stay in business?
That's the question.
You know, and we're gonna lose independent garden centers.
Yeah, I've heard that Mike Geimer up in Long Grove closed down.
Geimer's?
Yeah, a friend of mine went out there a couple of weeks ago to just to relax and go shop around. And I saw her in the evening. She told me, yeah, I drove all the way out there, and it's big sign says available.
I had no idea about that. In the city, Fertile Gardens closed on Diversity. And all I got to say, you know, Merry Christmas, everybody. Everything's closing down. Yeah. But it's not true.
You have to come see Dan now.
That's right. That's a good reason.
And our good sponsors here.
Yeah, as Heather points out, go out to Vern Goer's Greenhouse in Hinsdale. Say hi to Dan and support independent garden setters. Go to SIDS. Great sponsors on my show.
Yeah.
Go to Grand Street Gardens. Go to Pesci's. Go to Lurvy's. Go to all these places who have advertised. And for one thing, help support Progressive Radio in Chicago and support my program. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be here except for people like that. But the other thing is that we don't want to lose independent garden centers because, sorry, the box stores just don't cut it.
Yeah.
With this kind of material. Folks think that they save a few bucks at a box store, but there's...
People say, you know, I can buy this $8 item. I can buy it at Dominic's or Home Depot for $5 or $3. Well, yeah, they can sell it for what they paid for it because you're going to come in, you're going to buy 10 other items while you're there. Unfortunately, we can't sell it for what we paid for it because that is our business.
Yeah.
We don't have anything else to sell you.
Well, but you do. You have other things in that line.
Well, we
and you also have the expertise. You know, you have the knowledge that you, you pass along. You told me a really interesting story, Dan, and I think you might have said it on the air at one point, which is that you get people who they go, they come in, they park the car in the parking lot. A woman comes in the store. She asks you a bunch of questions, and she says, I'll be right back. And then she goes out to the car, and she and her husband drive off, and you know they're going down the block to Menards.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that happened.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm. You never see them again.
And they got the information, they sucked you dry, and then they went someplace else. Well, you just, why don't you pay Dan for that information? I mean, the knowledge is part of the deal, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But.
And I still want to have a job after January.
You will, or you want to have one?
I want to still have a job.
I want Dan to have a job after January, too. Because if he doesn't, he's going to come looking for work here. And
yeah, there's room for two garden shows in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, if you want to start another one, a competing garden show, knock yourself out, pal. Okay, Dan Acosta, thank you so much for the clarification on ABs. That's your fir, your balsam, your Fraser, and whatever fir you got.
I'm here to serve, Mike.
You and protect. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Well, see, we got all... They're passing notes here on the other side of the room. What's going on, Nancy Holland-Walker?
Dan has a crush on Randy, so he passed a note to Jackie.
That's why I'm sitting in between them.
Okay. Please keep them apart.
We just wanted to mention, too, that we're the Frozen Robins, but our original name was Remnants of Old Cones. That was our original name.
It's original album title, Remnants of Old Cones. Yeah. Our first album.
The first album was Remnants of Old Cones, yeah.
Back in the 70s. Yeah.
I don't remember the 70s.
you were there.
We've established it on this show. They're still passing notes. What is going on here?
It's about what we would like to sing with you since you are the bass of the Frozen Robins.
Well, could you pass me the note? What were you guys thinking we would start with? We know we're going to do the... What? Oh, go ahead, Nancy.
No. We were thinking we'd start with We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, why not? All right. Well, again, this is ladies and... Genomes, this is the Frozen Robins, and we have from left to right, Nancy Holland-Walker.
That's me.
What's your name again? Randy Craig. Yeah, that guy.
Radio.
Jackie Kropka.
Hi.
Dan Gately.
Good morning.
And we're going to do it. We're going to regale you with a little tune here. Okay, I'm going to take the headset off. All right. That one? Yeah. Yeah, back off from the mics. And you people listening, back off from the radio. This is going to hurt.
This is an operatic thriller.
Thriller.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy pudding. Now bring us a figgy pudding and bring it out here. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it out here. For we all love
figgy
pudding. We all love
figgy
pudding. We all love
figgy pudding.
So bring some out here. Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank
that
you.
Was awesome.
I wasn't wearing we wrote headphones. That.
That was awesome. Really? That was a good one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You never heard that phrase before,
no,
right?
That's a brand new song to me now.
Uh-huh. The message behind it is we wish you a
happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, whatever holiday you celebrate. Yeah. Right. We wish you a happy, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year.
A happy, happy.
That's the underlying message. It's hard to read from the lyrics.
Right.
It's a hidden kind of a message. Right. Yeah. Subtle.
It's Holly Frozen Robin. Oh.
Yes.
Also, we like figgy pudding. We
like it. Exactly.
A lot.
We're in favor of it.
Yeah. In figgy pudding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's our motto that we're not going until we get some.
Figgy pudding. Exactly.
We're still talking about figgy pudding.
Which is a metaphor for it. All the things in life that you love and you're not going to go until you get.
Well, remember we sing at the Chicago Botanic Garden.
Yay!
Pretty much every year for
Yay!
The Wonderland Express we did on Friday, and we will again on the 12th of December, which is a Sunday. I'm actually taking that day off, and Beth Botts will be filling in for me here on the program, so I can make scads of cash.
Oh, man.
Singing for the Botanic
Bucket
Garden.
Loads.
Bucket loads.
But is
right.
that what it's really about, Mike? Cash at Christmas? Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
But I was just going to say that if folks want to, you know, we could do a request thing. If somebody wants to call in with a request, we might know it and we might not. And if you
can.
And
this is all going to end in tears.
I know it is. But I was also thinking that since it's a gardening show, are Ricky and Fred in the room today by any chance?
Boy, that was a fast one, huh, Fred?
Boy, I tell you what. I hope they sing till their needles fall off.
Hey, happy holidays, Fred. What are the Mertzes celebrate anyway? Christmas or what?
Well, we celebrate Christmas, yes.
Sure, yeah.
This time of year, we get all warm and fuzzy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm warm and she's fuzzy.
Yeah, have you seen Lucy all done up as an elf?
Oh, yeah. She's a real little Dickens, isn't she?
Yeah, she's trying to get a job down at Gimble's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, she wants new dress for the New Year's.
A new dress?
Yeah, sure. It's $2.98 on sale, she told me. Yeah.
That's robbery.
It's crazy. Crazy money. Yeah.
She's still trying to get in your show, I know.
She is trying to get in the show. That's right, Fred. That's right. Yeah. And I don't let her, ever. I keep her oppressed and down. I wouldn't let her leave the apartment in Cuba. If we were still in Cuba, she wouldn't leave the plantation, ever. She would be stuck in the kitchen cooking all the time.
Yeah. Well, if I wasn't so old and feeble, I'd get me a young one, too.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Bethel's pretty good for me, I think.
She's good. She's the Mrs. Claus to your Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't know. Whatever you are.
Everybody's got their name for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what?
She's your little vixen, eh, Fred?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She really... next year, she's going to have my pants up to my nipples.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
The suspenders are killing me.
That was a mistake bringing them in here, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
You know, Pants Up to My Nipples is the second cut off of Remnants of the Cone that you can enjoy if you go to CD Now.
And I all the people driving home from church, I apologize.
Exactly. I just want to point out that that's one thing that makes the Frozen Robins unique. Is that we're all comedic actors and improvisational actors, so we're a lot of fun.
Although we don't allow Fred and Ricky
on
gigs.
They've been banned. They've been banned from gigs.
In fact, Chicago Botanic Garden writes that into the contract. No Fred and Ricky.
Yes.
I have to sign that.
No nipple talk.
They work too blue.
Nipple talk will be on after Mike Nova.
Oh, you know, I used to have a career in radio.
You bought your own show.
I had a show, and, you know, when we point to the day where it all went away.
Where were you?
On November 28th, 2010. Yeah. Remember,
you know,
that guy?
I don't know about you. I was tuned into Jesus. That's,
Your own personal Jesus?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, there was a time in show business you could talk about things like that.
Hey, Fred, welcome back. Hey, Mike, you want us to do another number?
Yes, let's do a number. Let's do another number. I was thinking that's a good one, too.
We were thinking of White Christmas.
No matter what happens, just keep going.
Let me look it up.
Turn in your hymnals, please.
Okay, I think we can handle this. You might have heard this version before. A flat sounds good. Oh, you don't have to whisper, Jackie. Just, you know, everything's out in the open here.
And, whatever.
In fact, my friends...
Seriously so.
And listen, look at that. Chicago Tree MD has already tweeted, Mike Now will be singing at Chicago Botanic December 12th.
Yay!
See?
And Zamboni wants to know what we're smoking.
Pine cones.
Zamboni.
Remnants of pine cones.
Mistletoe.
We are smoking. No,
this is packed with mistletoe.
And homemade pumpkin pie.
Snappy Dog said bravo. That was really good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Snappy Dog.
I don't think she was referring to Fred and Ricky. I think it was the song. But
Smoking pine cones was my old vaudeville act.
All right, let's do this number. All right, before I hurt myself. Really? Is that how it goes?
I just didn't know.
I have to remind myself, even though I'm not the bass.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Oh, I am a-dreamin' of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, May your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Oh, I am the man of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Where those treetops glisten, cheer and listen to ya, to ya.
Sleigh bells in the snow. I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card
I write. May your days be merry and bright.
May your Christmas be white.
Take it away, Jackie.
Do 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 do
May your days, may your days, may your days be merry and brown. And may your Christmas is be why.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, who used to do that? The Drifters? That way, that style? That is that the Drifters?
Yeah, that was the Drifters. Yeah. You know, it's weird. You come in here on a Sunday morning. We didn't rehearse. We're all sitting down.
Man.
It's, you know, you really want to stand up. What?
I had yogurt for breakfast.
Half of us are still drunk.
Exactly.
And drunk. I had spiked yogurt.
At least my green needles are pointing upward.
Oh, God.
That's not Fred. That's a new guy. Be afraid. Be very afraid,
yeah, well,
Mike.
Fred was fired about 10 minutes ago. So, again, in the room, Nancy Howell and Walker.
That's me.
Randy Craig.
Yeah.
Jackie Krupka.
I have gout.
I'll have gout for Christmas.
And Dan Gately.
Ooga. Ooga.
Oh, ooga.
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 Oh, that's what you need. You need to do a Carol and the Bay City Roller style.
Ooh. Ooh. Carol and the Bay City Roller.
Yeah,
nah.
Ooga, shaka, ooga.
Ooga, ooga. Ooga, shaka. Best cover. That's.
I can't fight this feeling. Deep inside of me.
Wait, who did that song originally?
The Bay City Rollers.
Originally?
Yes.
Blue Swede.
I think
Blue Swede.
Blue
Swede.
Yes, the original.
Ooh. Right.
And then the Bay City Rollers maybe 15 years later,
yeah.
20 years
oh,
later.
Oh, did they?
That was the 70s.
Sure.
Also, B.J. Thomas actually covered it, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't the first? I thought he was the first. That wasn't his song?
He, I will look it up.
All right. Heather,
wait,
will, Heather
a,
will look it up.
It's hooked on a feeling,
hooked
right?
Yes. It's hooked on a feeling. Yeah. Boom, boom.
Hooked on a feeling.
Ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga.
So,
We used to do that with the smoking pine cones.
We are the Frozen Robins.
Originally formed by B.J. Thomas.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head fame. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, right?
Oh, and look, like it's a special appeal from Wikipedia founder, what's his name?
Oh, you could say B.J. Thomas, but you can't say nipple.
Fred, why don't you come with me? Fred, come on with me. I'm going to slip you out into the back of the car and maybe roll the windows down a crack and have you sit out there for a while. These are nice people on the other end of this radio. Not anymore.
No. The show's gone. It's okay.
Talk about a blue Christmas. Yeah.
It's working a little blue.
By the way, again, we're the Frozen Robins.
We have a website, don't you?
Yeah, we have a website, frozenrobins.com. Dat-cam.
We used to do kids' parties. That's all blown to heck.
Yeah, that ain't happening anymore.
No. Yeah. And we got a few other places. You guys, you know, we have, there are more than just the five of us.
Thank God.
I know.
We have many, many quartets, but we're all equally funny.
But we sang at the Art Institute the other day, Danny.
Friday morning, Black Friday.
Right.
The Wreathing of the Lions.
That's a cool gig.
The Wreathing of the Lions. Yeah, it was a good gig.
And again, Chicago Botanic Garden on the 12th of December. Morton Arboretum, we're doing the Yule Log Hunt, which is this year. If you're a fan of the Morton Arboretum, that is the day after Christmas. They moved it up from the beginning of the year to the end of this year. So the 26th of December, we're there. What else we got?
We're at O'Hare Airport, where people can see us if they're flying, on December 14th.
So do they actually have to be in the plane to see us? Is that?
Yes, we go onto a plane. We fly with them and sing in one plane for hours.
And if you would like us to pat you down.
No, I don't know what terminal we're in.
We've re-lyric pat-a-pan.
Pat me down.
Will you take your little walk?
It just writes itself.
It does.
But we are the Full Body Scan Singers. And, no, we're the Frozen Robins. Frozen Robins.
That's it. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And our website is frozenrobins.com.
That's right.
That damn.
And we're very green, Mike. We're very green, yeah.
That's right. Good. We recycle our
all the old songs.
That's right.
And all the old jokes. Over. Yeah. Yep. All right, well, let me take care of some business here, because I would like to keep this radio show going even.
No, we could.
Go ahead.
Chicago JMD says Fred Mertz about to get the FCC's attention.
I told you, Fred. I told you.
You can say FCC.
I'll have a blue.
Hey, let's get, how about a little background while I do a commercial here? We just maybe a little Silent Night or something?
Sure.
Blues.
Do we don't have a bass in there though?
We'll figure it out.
I can
do
the bass. Yeah. You can sing and
I can do the bass.
And Silent Night.
Like it or not, we really are in the holiday season now, as you can tell in the background. And my job is to help make your life a little easier, especially if you have a relative or a good friend who's a gardener. Do you really think you're doing them a favor by giving them a windmill for their garden? Seriously. Gift giving is so much easier and better than that. How about a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine? Trust me, that windmill will end up at the thrift store, while Chicagoland Gardening Magazine will be read cover to cover for 6 issues during the year. Your friends will get answers to all of their Zone 5 gardening questions, special reports from their own area in the 4-state region around Chicago, and fabulous articles about the best of the best gardening in this region. Then there's my column on the inside back page, you know, the sugar sprinkles in the turkey gravy. Give the gift of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine this year. Call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600, or go to chicagolandgardening.com.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
I mentioned earlier in the show that we might be doing a little tribute to Rahm Emanuel. And, of course, the lyrics have just been thrown at me here.
Half of them are yours.
I know. Half of them are mine. Yeah.
We're like Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Have you guys been rehearsing this out there?
Yeah,
I'll have to.
But don't let that stop
you. All right. Let me do one more here and then. We will do our tribute to Rahm Emanuel with the Frozen Robins. Now, have you made your holiday to-do list yet? Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center can help you get through the catastrophe that is the holiday season, but only if you know the Frozen Robins. And they have great gifts, plus home and party decor. Like, well, you might call them poinsettias. We call them Ponzetters, or what did Leah? She had a different.
Leah, hold on, I can pull it up. Yeah, you she commented it. On your status.
Yeah.
Give me one second.
You know, those big fancy Mexican plants with the big red bracts.
I know. Starts with a P.
You know, you could say Brax on the radio.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've ever watched a grocery store Ponzetter wilt in front of your eyes, you might want to call Sid's Greenhouses this year and send a real quality poinsettiere. They deliver throughout the entire Chicagoland area, and they're not going to accidentally leave one sitting overnight in the back of the car in 20-degree weather. They're not. In addition to poinsettias and poinsettias and poinsettias, they also have gift baskets custom made to order and fresh Christmas centerpieces. Not to mention Christmas trees. Real and not so real. They have ABs. They have needles that stick up. Personally, I'd say go with the way Mother Nature made them. Fresh cut wreaths and garlands are in stock as well at Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway, and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard. All right. All right, I'm looking at... I haven't had time to look at these lyrics.
You're such a pro, though. We don't worry about you.
You can always ooh under us.
Oh.
Hey.
The bass. He's
no,
the bass.
You can say ooh under us.
He's the bass. He's the bass. The bass is on the bottom.
All right, I will mention that... okay. This that if I how do we distract the FCC while we're doing that?
I don't know. Let Janet Jackson run around.
Yeah. All right. All right. Here we go. This is called "O Rahm, O Rahm, Emmanuel."
To the tune of Jingle Bells.
Do Rahm Rahm.
Yeah.
O Rahm, O Rahm, Emmanuel, in this election mayoral that looms in our fair city here, there are some who wish you would disappear. Bleep them, says Rahm Emmanuel. Those bleeping bleeps can bleeping go to hell. O Rahm, thy son of Illinois, Rahm, thou art one of our own Chicago son. From depths of Washington return to share with us the strategies you learned. Our choice, Emmanuel. Our parking meters you would never sell. O Rahm, O Rahm, Emmanuel. Will you be mayor? Only time will tell. Your residency is of concern. That never happened to Jane Byrne. Think twice, Emmanuel. Will we elect a metrosexual? Oh, come home, Rahm, and help us end the pain. Chicago winds are circling the drain. We need a hero or we are gone. It's either you or Carol Moseley Braun. Some choice, Emmanuel. Shall come to us and give them hell. O Rahm, Emmanuel, a candidate who's likely to do well. You've got the guts and money, no doubt. You know Obama, that's what we call clout. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, the kind of mayor Chicago knows so well.
Oh, wait, there's 20 more verses. Hold on.
The official, holiday carol of the Rahm Emanuel campaign. Not really.
Rahm has not approved this song.
The song has not been approved.
Well, when it ends up on YouTube, we won't make any money off of it, will we?
No.
But maybe it will.
Oh, YouTube.
It's not about the money. It's about the politics.
Those are great verses there, Danny.
Oh, Mikey, yeah. It's you and me. Rodgers and Hammerstein.
There we are.
Lerner and Lowe.
Comden and Green.
What?
That's
real. Is it? Oh,
Comden. Comden. Oh, not condom.
Right.
Not condom.
Not condom and groin. Comden and Green. Betty Comden and Adolph Green.
You should have your friends over more often.
Yeah, I know. You know, if I did this all year, if you guys were on every week, people's heads would explode. They just... They wouldn't have any idea. You'd see them just shaking, just sitting next to the radio shaking. Well, listen, I got other stuff to do here. I mean, you guys can hang around for a little bit. We may do one more before the end.
Sure.
Is that okay? Because I got to talk to Mr. Brown Thumb.
Do it.
I was also thinking if anybody wanted to ask a question, a horticultural question of Fred and Ricky, we might do that. Uh-oh, they're pointing fingers now. Something's...
Don't say horticulture.
Fred, just don't use the word horticulture.
You can't make her think. What did you say, Mr. Who?
Brown Thumb. Mr. Brown Thumb, who is the darling of the Twitter sphere, or whatever they call it, the Twitterscape, the... I don't know what's going on back there, but it can't be any good. So
we love Mr. Brown Thumb. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Mr. Brown Thumb, coming up in just a second. Stop, drop, and decorate your home with pre-made arrangements from Grand Street Gardens in Chicago. Their varied holiday assortments featuring evergreen highlights, branches, pine cones, and berries will spruce up any spot and are perfect for centerpieces. Grand Street Gardens is stocked with Fraser and balsam trees, and those trees are?
Abies.
Very good. See, Heather was paying attention. Abies or?
Furs.
Furs. Okay, thank you, Heather.
Fur.
What are those trees fur? For decorating the living room, Mom. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's a good segment.
That may be one we have to do.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Fall bulbs are 30% off, too, so make your home grand for the holidays at Grand Street Gardens. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekends, located at 2200 West Grand Avenue in the Ukrainian Village.
Cantini Gardens wants you to get into the holiday spirit with wall-to-wall poinsettias. Cantini Gardens in Wheaton presents its Shades of Crimson poinsettia display at the Cantini Greenhouse on Tuesday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. An eye-popping 4,000 poinsettias will be sure to catch your attention at this annual open house. Cantini Horticultural staff members will be on hand to discuss the plants and answer questions. Admission is free, and Shades of Crimson will include self-guided tours of the greenhouse and light refreshments. For more information, go to cantini.org. That's cantigny.org.
The Twitter sphere is a twit.
Yep.
With
we have
lighted the Twitter tree. We've lighted the Twitter tree.
Have lighted the Twitter tree.
Read some of these.
LOL, Rom's song is hilarious from our guest who's coming up just next, Mr. Brown Thumb, Zamboni. I'm not getting any work done here because I'm laughing so hard at Mike Novak. And the Frozen Robin singing a soon-to-be top 40, Oh, Rahm Emanuel, the Metro part was my favorite from Chicago Tree MD. And we've been retweeted with my so we're all right.
And that's literally how it's written.
Yep.
And by the way, Mr. Brown Thumb himself says,
yay.
LOL, Rahm song is hilarious.
Yay, so. Mr. Brown Thumb.
And he's on the phone. He'll be with us in 60 seconds. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. If you caught the show last week, you got some great advice about how to put lights on your outdoor trees without damaging them or yourself. That was courtesy of a couple of great guys from the Care of Trees, Tom Kroc and Sean Kingzett. But you don't have to do it yourself. You could give the Care of Trees a call. Their lighting package includes a professional design, setup, takedown, and storage of your holiday lighting and decorations. Their professional-grade lights utilize state-of-the-art fasteners and hardware that will protect your property and can be used year after year, not to mention the LEDs that will reduce your energy costs. With 9 locations, the Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, or you're moving, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees. My business is, yes, Heather, we got something else on there? Oh, question for Fred.
Could be trouble, Heather.
It's Fred. You know, Scott Jameson, you know better than to do this to me.
But no, Scott, he doesn't.
What's that troublemaker up to now?
Scott wants to know what Ethel's favorite tree is.
Well, Nothing like a good sturdy oak. That's what I always say. Well, that's I know it's not funny, but
I thought you were an ash man, Fred.
Oh,
actually, I thought you were an ash man.
Come on now. Oak, it's what we prefer. Sometimes we like little maple. You know, you could put them that spigot in the side and get syrup.
Sure, you like a little syrup. Sure,
yeah, sure, we love that.
Pancakes, right?
Yeah, ever been down to Funk's Grove? Remember that?
Watch your mouth, Fred.
Funk's Grove, Illinois. This guy makes maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. Funk's Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's not a joke either. That's a real thing.
A lot of saps down there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to line one.
Thanks for that setup, Scott. That was gold. Yeah.
pure gold, Fred.
Oh, Mr. Brownthumb, I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's amazing this morning.
Yeah, it's a little. Do you have no? I'm not even asking you. Maybe Fred or Ricky. Ricky, you got a question for Mr. Brownthumb by any chance?
You know, Fred had a question about constipation, Mr. Brownthumb.
No. Oh, come on now, you weren't going to bring that up.
I'm sorry, Fred.
You know,
is it better to wrap your tree in a skirt or put it in a basket?
A wicker biscuit.
I sound more like Lawrence Welk than Ricky Ricardo. I gotta tell you, I've been watching Lawrence Welk. I've got Lawrence Welk on the brain.
Oh, help me.
You should put a little sugar in the bottom.
No, actually, that's a myth. Right, Mr. Brownthumb? The idea about putting sugar in the water for your Christmas tree?
Yeah, it's a myth.
Yeah, see?
Oh, you just, son of a gun.
Did you already put the sugar in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
I put it right in the sugar bowl.
Yeah, no, actually, if you want to keep your tree healthy.
Sweet and low.
Splenda.
No, that gives a tree gas. Yeah, actually.
You want to talk about your needles falling off.
Yeah, you're right. But no, seriously, well, we were talking about this last week about Christmas tree. Obviously, you want to cut it first and get it home, cut it again, and then stick it right into the water so they can absorb the water because it can only hydrate so much. And then, it's going to dry out on you eventually, the real ones.
Take it from me.
They're talking about Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You've got if you go to my website, MikeNovak.net, and I've got all the things that Mr. Brownthumb has sent me, and we're not going to get to any of them, obviously, Mr. Brownthumb. You start with the Chicago Conservation Bridgeport Weatherization Workshop.
Yeah, they're having a demonstration and hands-on workshop where people can learn about how to weatherize their homes for the holidays, for the winter, and you can go home with a free kit, and all you have to do is...
A free kit?
A free kit.
Oh, kit. Oh, sorry. See, it's affecting me here.
You get your own kit, so you go home and you can do it that day. And if people go to your website, they can get the link or the email address, so they can RSVP to it because there's limited space for it.
And I've got the address up there you can write to. And then you note that emerald ash borer beetles were found in two ash trees in Barrington. And I added that it was also discovered at the Morton Arboretum. I threw that up there because I got a notice from them a few weeks ago. And they weren't surprised. Nobody's surprised anymore when emerald ash borer shows up in the area.
Nobody is.
Not even Fred.
He's got a few in his pocket.
Say.
So you can check out those two articles there. And now, talking about the holidays, you've got a Create Your Own Grapevine Wreath coming up. Tell me about that.
The same day as the weatherization demonstration at the Sand Ridge Nature Center, the Forest Park District of Cook County is having an event where you can create your own wreath. You can, for adults and for kids, there's also pre-registration required. And it's a $10 fee. People can go and get their crafty fix for the holiday and create a wreath.
And they provide the grapevines?
Uh-huh. They provide the materials Okay. They're covered with sea.
Yeah. I wonder if those are those the ones that grow in the forest and they're just sort of cleaning out the forest? I wonder, because I went south to Menard County. My friend Guy Sternberg in his forest, he gave me a big old grapevine branch, and they can get to be huge. And he said, yeah, you know, we cut these up because they strangle the trees. I took it home, threw it in my yard as decoration. At any rate, and then you've got the series coming up, Home Landscape Design Workshop Series. I'm so glad you brought this up because Wicker Park has such great seminars, and I don't always get to talk about them. And this starts January 15th and finishes up February 26th, and it's a seven-week series, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tell us about that.
Well, the Wicker Park, it's I guess they do it every year, but you can go and you take this workshop series, and you end up going home with your own garden design that you drew during the class that you can either install as a container garden for in your community garden, your school garden, or a garden at your job. I know you guys had a little vegetable garden in the parking lot this year, but if you wanted to get a little bit more professional with it, you can get yourself a professionally done landscape design. And the Wicker Park Garden Club, like you're saying, is a really great organization. And especially now during the winter when they have these workshops and the classes, their food spread is amazing. It's like you're going to a holiday party every time you go to one of their meetings. So,
yeah, I love them over there. I've taken workshops. I've spoken for them. And I don't know how they get so many great people and so many great seminars, but they're fabulous.
Yeah, they have a great bunch of volunteers and members.
Like Doug Wood and Dennis Browning and I'm blanking, Richard Tilley. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful people there.
Speaking of Richard Tilley, he later on, I guess in January, is when he has his seed starting and propagation workshop at his home.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome thing that people should do too.
I have taken that workshop. Yeah, he's fabulous, and he's in his 80s, and he plants thousands of seeds outside his apartment in Wicker Park. It's just unbelievable. And then the two final things, house plants for the holidays. You recommend three most popular plants. I've got the link there, but quickly, what are those three?
Poinsettias. Christmas cactus.
Poinsettia, pal. It's a poinsettia.
Poinsettia, Christmas cactus, and amaryllis bulbs. They're very inexpensive kits at this time of year. You can buy them just about everywhere. One of the things that I like to do is give them as gifts because they're so inexpensive and they're basically foolproof the first time to get them to bloom. And the second one is my friend Linda. She's one of our Chicago bloggers in the South Suburbs, and she's having a snow thrower giveaway. I know I don't want to think about snow right now because the weather's not that bad, but you can leave her a comment on her blog telling her your favorite snow day memory, either when you were a kid or as an adult, and you can be entered into a chance to win a snow thrower. Name brand, too. I'm not going to mention the brand, but it's very big. It's really cool.
But what, she get an extra one, or did she steal it? Or?
Well, this company that's giving them away, they work with a lot of us bloggers, and they give us a lot of their products to review. Mm-hmm. And usually when they give you a product to review, then they'll give you an extra one, and you can give it to your readers. So they're having one for now that we're in winter, they're having a snow thrower.
Hey, snowblower people, I got a radio show. I'd like to try out one of your snowblowers and maybe then pass along an extra one to a friend. Wow, I got to get in on that scam. All right. So if you want your blogger friend, what's her name?
Linda.
Linda, okay, so I've got the link to her blog on my website, and of course you can go to Mr. Brown Thumb's blog, or Chicago Garden at Chicago Now, which is a blog site. And, of course, I've got that linked on mine, but there's a lot of people who follow you who already know what that is. So if you want to get a chance to enter this contest to win a snowblower, knock yourselves out. And it's going to be the contest ends midnight this Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
I'd like to win that snowblower. I'd like to win that snowblower.
You know, if I had his mic on, that would have really helped. That bit would have gone over a lot better. All right. Mr. Brown Thumb, I got to let you go. Always a pleasure. I'm sorry that we interrupted you this way, but you do great work. And all the links that Mr. Brown Thumb sent me are at mikenovak.net this week. Check them out. And we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Yay, Mr. Brown Thumb!
Woo!
Brown Thumbs up!
the most popular man on Twitter, next to Ashton Kutcher. All right, we were going to do one. We'll do a song to go out. This is a Frozen Robins. You can go to www.frozenrobins.com. Yes, we're available. Yes, Nancy?
Well, also, besides being fun and festive, Christmas carolers, we also have Santa and Mrs. Claus in gorgeous custom costumes. We have custom comedy shows. We have 15-minute Christmas Carol and a very, very funny 10-minute Wonderful Slice.
That's right.
We have, we have elves. We have murder mysteries. We have everything you want for
absolutely.
Christmas.
Mermaids.
Sure. Sure, if you need them.
And actually, the Wonderful Slice we're going to do again this year, Heather. I think on the last show before Christmas, you will get to play Mary again.
Yay.
All right. And we will do the 10-minute version of It's a Wonderful Slice.
She
all right. We've only got a couple of minutes. We'll never get the whole song in. Let's start it, and we'll go out with a bang. And Kathleen, if you're listening, you're not going to want to listen to it.
Where are we?
All right.
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, mile homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all who hear them singing, plenty of snow and I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Mandolin! Sister woman!
Candlelights are burning, my old heart's yearning, not far from home. Christmas time's coming!
Ouch, that hurt.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing? Joy to all who hear them singing. Plenty of snow and I'll be going back to my country home.
Wrap it up.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Frozen Robins, we will be back next week, I think. I'll have to check with management, hoping we are. And
you can tell management to...
Easy, Fred. Easy, Fred. if Heather's hosting the show next week, you know something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. So, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming down. And,
no, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Yes. It's always a pleasure being had. And Mike Novak Show next week. Go green or go home.